Yeah, my immense concern was the lack of information being shared with families, advocates, other representative members of residents at Rerik Slavtje, the supervised residential unit here in Cardona. And I'm glad to say I have commitments from the Acting Area Director of Nursing and reps of Donegal Mental Health that they will now meet with family members before the 5th of June, and that they will be in touch with these families next week, and as you say, before the 21st of May. And the uncertainty and the void that was, what is our future, it's good that there's going to be all heads together to explain what plans there are for the SRU at Cardona.
And having answers like this, what will that mean for the families who've been stuck in limbo for quite a long time now?
Well, the big issue is that the transition from residential service to what they call community service has caused ill ease, because neither the residents nor their families were briefed on how soon and what implications this would have for them. So these talks now are going to answer those questions. However, there also are ambitious timelines put in there now in the last response that I had from HSE. One is that they are going to commence a feasibility study to incorporate an 8 to 10 bed crisis step-down facility supported with 24-hour cover, and that they aim to have the study completed by the end of quarter four of this year. That's very important. And also they have another date for reconfiguration and the appropriate interventions required, and they hope to have that kicking in by the 1st of March 25. And they intend to use the old convent or the SRU unit in the future for the provision of mental health services and supports, and that's a very welcome commitment that I will hope to pursue and ensure that they meet these deadlines.
And it is ambitious and it is welcoming, but do you have faith that they'll come to fruition, or will it be another idea of kicking the can down the road trying to get things together?
Well, that's an issue. I mean, COVID and infection prevention control stole daycare, social daycare from the community here. Mental health needs input, needs finances, and needs support from central government and from HSE. And many responses and answers to those families and for those families can happen at SRU in Cardona. And we must ensure, and the government must ensure, that there's no departure from this proposed timetable that I've received today.